So we've looked at prayer as Jesus taught us and touched on the fact that he frequently withdrew from the throng of people to be with his Father. What was good for the Master is good for us. Time, we need to take it often to be with him and read his word. There's an old hymn, "Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord, abide with him always and feed on his word." Neglected disciplines, time out with God and reading the Bible. No time. Lord, I have time. But the people in the poem didn't have any time, did they? Because they had other priorities that got in the way and they kept putting it off until there was none left. Time is the only currency we have. We spend it, waste it, pass it, little realising we can't get it back. Time rushes on and it's never more true than in this day and age. The swift passing of time is one of the major signs that we're coming to the end of it, time that is. We are fast approaching the latter days that the Bible speaks about, so it's even more important that we carve out quality time to be with the Master and hear what he wants to say to us. On this inward journey, time with the Holy One is a necessity. It's not an optional extra, it's a necessity, the air you breathe. Having looked at the necessity of prayer, we'll still be looking at other disciplines that accompany it, such as fasting, when you fast, not if. And there are disciplines such as stillness, solitude and simplicity, things that are hard to come by in these days of rushing and hurrying to get nowhere, that we will need to impose if we are to abide. Abiding, now there's something. Abiding. Few of us know how to do this, but Jesus says it's a condition for prayer to be answered, John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. Full circle, I think. As we travel together on this inward journey, my prayer is that he will so draw your heart, you will just have to get away to a place of no distraction to be with him and learn how to abide, in order that you may know how to pray. Amen. Amen.